Hello? Are you still there?
Hey, Douglas. It's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How can I help you today? Are you curious about what our voice AI can do?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Acme Plumbers. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to hear from you. I've heard a bit here and there, but I'd love to learn more about what makes Dasha stand out. What kind of services do you offer that could help a company like mine?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
That sounds promising. Well, one big challenge we face is reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding too robotic or pushy. Also, scaling personalized outreach while keeping costs manageable is tricky. How exactly does Dasha's AI handle those issues in a natural human-like way?
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently without sounding too robotic.
Great question. Dasha's AI uses advanced natural language understanding to have real flowing conversations. No stiff scripts here. It adapts to the prospect's tone and responses, making interactions feel genuinely human. This way, it engages leads naturally, boosting connection rates without the usual robotic vibe. Would you like me to share how easy it is to integrate this into your current system?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now, and you used that service, and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. I'd see a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle, freeing up my team to focus on closing deals. Revenue would be noticeably higher thanks to more personalized, effective outreach. Plus, the AI would feel like a natural extension of our sales team, not just a tool. How quickly can companies typically start seeing results with Dasha?
What do you mean by noticeably higher revenue? Why is that important to you?
Good point. By noticeably higher revenue, I mean a clear, measurable increase in sales and profits compared to before using the AI, enough to justify the investment and fuel business growth. It's important because growing revenue means more resources to innovate, hire, and expand, which keeps the business healthy and competitive. Does Dasha offer any metrics or reports to track these improvements?
Tell me more about that clear, measurable increase in sales and profits.
Sure thing. A clear, measurable increase means you can see concrete numbers, like more leads converted into customers, higher average deal sizes, or faster sales cycles, directly linked to using Dasha's AI. This helps you prove the ROI and make data-driven decisions. Our platform typically provides detailed analytics so you can track performance over time. Would you like me to explain how those analytics work? Absolutely. Dasha's analytics dashboard shows key metrics like call success rates, lead engagement levels, and conversion percentages. You can see which scripts or approaches work best and adjust in real time. It's like having a pulse on your sales conversations, helping you optimize for maximum impact. Does that sound like something your team would find useful?
What are all the ways those constraints are affecting the business right now?
Those constraints, like inefficient lead outreach and lack of personalization, can slow down growth, waste marketing budget, and frustrate sales teams. Missed opportunities and low engagement mean fewer closed deals and slower revenue gains. Over time, that can make it harder to compete and scale. Does that sound familiar in your experience?
Can you go a bit deeper on missed opportunities and low engagement?
Sure. Missed opportunities happen when potential leads slip through the cracks. Maybe they didn't get a timely follow-up or the outreach felt too generic to spark interest. Low engagement means prospects aren't responding or committing, often because the conversation feels robotic or irrelevant. Both lead to fewer sales and wasted effort. How do you currently handle follow-ups and engagement?
Wow. It sounds like missed opportunities, low engagement, and generic outreach are really holding things back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Of course, take your time. I'll wait.
What time works best? I have a mid-morning slot and an early afternoon slot.
Thanks for asking. Mid-morning usually works well for me. Nice and fresh before the day gets busy. What time exactly is that slot?
Awesome. I'll lock in that time for you. And just to double check, there's no reason you'd no-show, right? Like you can 100% make the call, right?
Haha, I appreciate the check-in. You've got my word. I'm all in for the call. Looking forward to seeing how Dasha can help us grow. Thanks for setting this up.